Hello, so I'm Benedetta Berti. I am a fellow at TED, and I'm also a fellow at the Institute for National Security Studies, and I work as a humanitarian consultant in conflict emergencies, and I deal especially with non-state armed groups in the conflict in the context of internal wars. I think we have to start by taking the long, holistic, comprehensive approach. In other words, to see how this violence, this process of radicalization does not come from a vacuum. So we need to start with the context. I think the context, for example, that allowed the Islamic State of Iraq to become the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and then ISIS, was the context of the post-2003 failed state-building process in Iraq. So we had state weakness there. Then the war in Syria provided that fertile ground where ISIS was able to then rise. So if that's what makes the group thrive, if that's the oxygen, if the war is what provides funding, recruits, then we need to address that. We need to stabilize the region by bringing an end to the bloodshed in Syria, by encouraging reconciliation and political stability in Iraq. These, of course, are not easy tasks. But the point I'm making is that the security, the military approach, the bombing, that's only a half of the picture. But to really address the challenge, you need to look at the context. Yeah, I think that the military response is basically putting a plaster on a much bigger wound, and that's why I talk about the political context as very important. And then, as you mentioned, there is an ideological war of ideas, and I think that's also a very important dimension. And I think it's not enough to just point out to young people that feel disenfranchised, disempowered in their own communities and decide to go to ISIS. It's not enough to just say, oh, you're violent and extremist. That's not going to do it. We have to understand what are the grievances, exactly, and have a much more
correct ideas.
I think
so. Ideas, but true ideas.
Yes.